You are listening to Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and Creepy Cory.
Hey!
Hey!
Holy shit!
What is up?
What's up, girlfriend?
Whoa.
So.
Wow.
Another week. Another fantastic week. How's it going?
Another day, another star beat.
What?
This was a great past week. It really was.
Yes, it was. Yeah. So, first we got... What the fuck are we drinking here?
Alcohol, like always.
Of course. Trevor, hey. So, first of all, before we talk about what we're drinking, we have to talk about what we're... We'll start with what we're drinking. Go ahead. What are we drinking?
We are drinking. This came from my mother, Mama Cory.
Mama Cory. Blow that hip out.
We saved it just for tonight because she said it was for the podcast, so we saved it for the podcast.
Yep.
We are drinking. Oh, my God.
That is coming out.
We are drinking Allagash White.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Like this here.
So, yeah, no, nope, that's not even working.
It doesn't, it's yellow.
It doesn't like you rake your arrow.
Rake your arrow.
Jesus. It's a Belgian style wheat beer.
Yes, it is.
Beer with coriander and Caraco orange peel.
Sounds good.
It is good.
Whatever it is, it sounds fucking good.
It is a good beer.
So, and we are drinking it out of very, very special these mugs. Tell me, how awesome are these mugs? That actually showed up pretty good.
On yours.
It didn't show up on yours?
Not very well.
Oh. Well, I think these mugs will hold 2 12-ounce beers.
Beerses.
They're 26 and a half ounces. It's a great fucking beer mug, I'll tell you that.
It is. So that way when you dump two beers into the cup, mm-hmm. You're still technically having one beer.
That is very true. That is thinking ahead right there.
And I don't do that often.
No. So that is definitely thinking ahead. But, yeah, so we got these. I know it does look better on my side. He says it looks better on your side, Dad. So we're trying a new setup tonight a little bit. It's a little newer, as you see our background here. You see that? Yeah. It's. I got some special little gifts for Christmas. I got this, first of all, this sexy new microphone here. I love it. Thing weighs fucking, it's a ton.
It's a brick.
It is. The brick. House. So part of my Christmas gifts that my wonderful wife got me was this wonderful new microphone and also a new webcam, and which is 1080p streaming cam. So I'm like, it's friggin', I love it. It means it's pretty decent quality.
All right.
And then some green screens to go behind us now, which is why we can make these, you know, cool little backgrounds.
We're on YouTube.
You know, so we can make these cool backgrounds here. And it's kind of cool, you know, because you can mess with things and make different. I love it. Like earlier, I was streaming on one of the other channels with my kids playing Fortnite.
I played for one game.
You did. Yes, you did. We won. We won the whole thing.
Yes.
I don't think either one of us got a kill that game, though.
We both got knocked down.
Yeah, we did. We did.
We got knocked down. But we got up again.
Those bitches won't keep us down.
Hell yeah.
So, but it was fun, you know, because it was a whole new setup with the green screen. I can enable the way it looked with seeing the screen, what we were playing. It looked cool. Like you could just see the cutout of me and, you know, my chair and stuff. But then of a brick background, it was literally the whole Fortnite screen. So it was kind of cool.
Literally looked like a professional gamer.
Right? If only I could shoot like the professional gamers on there.
Yeah,
like,
no kidding.
Play the game like them. But no, I fucking suck at it.
And the 12-year-olds are the friggin' professional gamers.
Yep. Oh, I know. And, but, you know, whatever. Fuck them. Fuck them. Kill us like that. But, yeah, no, we had a fun week. Real good week.
Had a great Christmas.
Yeah, we did. I got to see Trevor.
Yeah, you got to meet Trevor.
Yep.
which was a huge surprise, which is awesome.
Absolutely. I got a nice picture taken, too.
Yeah.
Of me and Trevor's tattoo on his ass cheek. So that was nice, you know.
I don't know how that became.
Yeah, I don't. It just is. I mean, you know, you can't go wrong.
Well,
what?
Putting your right near my brother's asshole. That could have freaking smelled disaster.
I did warn him that if he farted while I was down here, I was going to punch him right in his asshole. So he says he hasn't washed his hands since Christmas Eve, Daddy. Me neither.
Something about that I can believe.
Yep. Me neither. In fact, I was touching myself with this hand earlier. So what's that tell you? But yeah, no, it was, you know, what, you jealous?
Nope.
I think you're jealous.
No, I could see more.
You can see more?
I can see you more.
Oh, I thought you were going to see more. Like what? See more butts?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
And ignore that brand new teddy bear.
What the fuck are you talking about?
There's no camera in it.
You're fucked.
They don't call me Creepy Corey for nothing.
That is true. By the way, how do you think I notice every time that you just get out of work?
Yeah, no kidding.
I have that camera installed in your car.
Not even in my car. You have it in my phone or something.
Maybe.
As soon as I turn my phone off airplane mode, boom, Mike's calling.
That's right. I know when it is. I have a knack for that. Like, it's about that time. I'm going to call Corey. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, just walking out of work. Of course you are. That's usually how it works.
One of these.
You promise? I'm telling you, I'm going to video chat you one of these days. I'll FaceTime you.
My tiny me.
That's okay with me. You know, it's one of the best snacks we make when we do those snacks for game days. The little cocktail weenies.
Yep.
Yeah. So tell me what you think about the background here, anyways, with the brick and our faces on there. And,
hell yeah.
You know, I think it's kind of cool. And it's funny, I was just telling Corey earlier about the other day I went back and I was listening to our old podcast, like at the beginning, and it's funny how much different things have changed.
It really is.
Like the sound quality's gotten better, the video quality's gotten better, the content has gotten better.
Yes.
You know, but it's kind of cool just to see, like, you at first we were in different locations.
Because of COVID.
Yep. And so you were at your house.
My old apartment.
Yep. And you had the headphones on.
Yep.
And then when, and the quality wasn't that great on your end.
No, not at all.
And then you came here for the it was like six episodes in or something like that. It was the very first one that you were actually in person.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a second microphone, so I used the kids' like really cheap microphone and it was a USB mic, and you could hear the feedback in the whole thing. It was like in the background, like a buzz almost like, you know.
Yep. Almost like a vibrating noise.
Yeah, right? It's almost like when I walk into your room, your house, and I hear you in your room, and all I hear is...
Oh, that's my new vibrating fleshlight.
Oh, I'd got to get one of them.
They're awesome.
And, you can hear, like, the feedback. Like, it's, you know, and then as time went on, I think Father's Day is when I got that set up with that microphone, and I ordered another webcam as well. So little by little through time, it's like we're progressively getting better and more almost professional, although I don't think we'll ever be professional.
No.
We did have one episode where we were professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But
especially me.
Yeah. I gave you the warning, by the way.
You gave me the script.
Yep. And so now we have the new with the green screens and the newer professional microphone here. And I'm not buying one for over there. I'm sorry. That's just not happening. But but it's little by little, progressively, we're upgrading things and making things better. And I'm enjoying it. So, and this is our 30th episode now.
Big 3-0.
Yep.
And I like how you're saying we, but you're the one that's really mostly upgrading the things.
True, but it's a team effort, you know. It's a team effort. But no, it's been fun, you know.
It's been a blast.
So,
with this being said, tonight is our final episode.
Yep, that's right. So tonight we're going
to... No.
I think Trevor just cried a little. He went limp.
Yeah, Trevor just went limp, hardcore.
Did you just go a little limp there, Trevor? So, but yeah, it's It's been fun. I've really enjoyed it, and we've been doing this since April now.
What started out as something just to do because of COVID is now our Saturday nights.
Exactly.
Or sometimes Sunday.
Trevor just said he almost shit his pants. No, we plan on doing this for a while, so.
Oh, yeah. You know. At least until I disappear again for 6 months.
I will fucking kill you.
We both know I can't do that anymore.
No, you can't. No, you cannot. Yeah. But yeah, so now, you know, what, 8 months later and 9 countries later?
Hell yeah. You know,
we're making progress. So it's been a lot of fun, these first 30 episodes.
Hell yeah.
So, but I've learned something. So it's harder for normal, if you consider us normal. That is true. That is very true. He said we were normal.
That is every show.
Yep. And,
it's a lie.
It's yeah, we're not normal. We are far from, but we are, I completely lost. Oh, it's harder for normal guys to get a big following quickly.
Yes.
Now, I was watching a video. I forget what it was. It was on Instagram. This girl who is, I won't say her name because I don't want to throw her under, but she is not smart. She is not smart at all. In fact, I'm pretty sure I lost brain cells watching this. I just tuned in for a second to see what was, you know. There was 5,000 people watching this dumb broad lie in her bed talk about bullshit.
I was going to say shit. She really, talking about nothing.
Yeah, she really wasn't talking a whole lot and just like reading some comments and answering a couple questions. But there was like 5,000 or 6,000 people.
Yep.
Now, she was good looking. I'll give her that. She's a good looking girl. And that's all it was. You look at these videos, people going live, and you look at guys' videos. If you go on to pop onto a guy that's live on Instagram,
yep,
and he'll have 20, 30, maybe 100 people watching.
Yep.
But you get a good-looking girl on there, like, and this dude can be talking about some meaningful shit, like some really good stuff, you know, and he'll have 100, you know, maybe 500 people. But you get this dumbass broad. That's good looking. It's just thousands and thousands of people watching it. Of course, it's all dudes, like, you know.
Probably sitting.
Oh, yeah. And you always get the, oh, you're so beautiful. Can you talk to me? You know, this and that. I'm like, dude, young guy.
Those thirsty guys.
Yeah. And it's like, she's really going to look at your message and be like, oh, this dude, I should totally talk to him. He's like, you know, he wants to take me out on a date. I'm definitely going to go with him.
Yeah. Bring me home to his mother's basement.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Trevor says it's like Belle Daphne in her bathwater.
Yep. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
Friggin' this girl, that Belle Daphne chick, friggin' somebody that was just like YouTube famous or something. I don't know what the hell she was on, but she ended up selling her bathwater. One of the people that bought the bathwater got really sick off of it because he decided to drink it.
Oh, well, because it probably had fucking herpes in it or some shit like that.
Why would you even friggin' drink the bathwater?
I don't know. I mean, I would, if Selena Gomez was selling bath water, I would buy. I would. I wouldn't drink it, but I would buy it, and I would put it on display here for me to enjoy, look, and be like, oh, her naked body was in there.
You'd probably open it up every once in a while and just take it.
Exactly. But I wouldn't drink it, you know? Fish. No, you know, she's so sweet. Oh, I bet you she shits chocolate.
I bet she.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
Same with Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah. There's a three-way to have. but it's true, though. Like, if you are a good-looking broad, you get so many more followers. You get so much more recognition. You don't have to work as hard.
Right.
To get what you want.
It's like, I'm not over here, my cleavage, because if I do, we're going to lose viewers.
I mean, we could. Let's just take off the shirts and, why not, right? But easy, Trevor. I'm sure, you know, right now, Trevor's like, oh, shit. But it's true. If you're a guy, you have to work a lot harder to get what you want than if you're a good-looking girl.
Yep.
And you don't even have to be a smart girl, just good-looking. Yep. That's it, just a good-looking girl.
You can be the dumbest idiot on the planet.
Yeah.
Be a good-looking girl, and you've got viewers, baby.
Exactly. You know, Travis says, you want to be ugly and mean something? Become a wrestler. Nobody wants to see this wrestle. I hate to say it. I would jello wrestle. That would be fun.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we should stream that sometime. Let's do a jello wrestling match. Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Wait, you and I, or are we going to find girls?
Me and you. Yeah, me and you.
At least get chocolate.
Of course. Why not? You know, we'll make some fun out of it. So that way, there, if we get it in our mouth, it tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
It smells good too.
Yes, it does.
But yeah, you know, like friggin', if you go on sites like TikTok or whatever, you know, you'll get videos of girls twerking their butts, and that's all they'll do.
Yeah.
1 million likes.
Exactly.
Me, I go on there, I'll twerk my butt, negative 1 million likes.
Exactly.
I didn't even know you could go into negatives on there.
Right? You get a message from TikTok, you owe us money.
wait, what?
But it says do a jello wrestling match like Vince McMahon versus Donald Trump. Dude, I have, my son has that Donald Trump mask.
He does.
Yeah. That would be fun. We could do this. I think it would be fun, you know?
Pick a blast.
Pick your wrestlers to represent you. You each pick a girl. Okay. I don't really know. You know what? I'd have to go with, what the hell was her name? It was Lena something.
Lena Yada?
Yes. That's who I pick.
You pick her?
Yes.
All right. I'm choosing Awesome Kong.
Okay. You know why I pick Lena Yada?
Because she's David Draymers?
Draymond.
Draymond, whatever.
Yep. David Draymond from Disturbed is married to her.
She was only an announcer, so Awesome Kong's going to kick her ass.
Oh, fuck. She was only an announcer?
Yep.
Well, that sucks. All right. How about...
of course, Awesome Kong is not good looking whatsoever.
Oh, well. Yep, that is true.
What'd he say?
But yeah, I'm just, so I'll have to let that one be. So what about Ronda Rousey? Is she wrestling?
Not right now, but even though she, even when she was in WWE, she really didn't wrestle. She sucked. Oh. She was supposed to be the good person, but she got booed out of the building every time she entered it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Why?
Because she sucked. And she got a title push just because of who she is.
Oh, all right.
She didn't earn shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, she seems like the type that gets things. She was a tough bitch in MMA until she started losing. And then all of a sudden, once she lost to Holly Holm, she was out.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, she's all just because of her name, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
So it is, you know, it is what it is. And but that's a perfect example. A hot girl with a name who makes a name for herself.
Well, hot is
Ronda Rousey's kind of hot. I think she's kind of hot. You know, I'm going to go with Chris Statlander.
You're going to go with Chris Statlander?
Yeah. Yep. Why do you say all right like that?
She's really freaking good.
Is she?
Yes.
Okay.
She's really good.
Okay. Well, so then I win.
Maybe.
You don't think?
I'm going AJ Lee.
Who the hell's AJ Lee? Is that a girl?
Yes, she is.
I don't know any of these people. I don't know any of these people at all. I don't watch wrestling. Corey, he thought he loved her.
Huh?
Trevor thought that you loved her.
I don't love her, but she's really freaking good in the ring. She's had some of the
CM
wrestling.
Punk's wife?
The wrestling shows I went to.
Yeah.
They used to do intergender matches where the girls would fight the men. This Chris Statlander chick, every time she had a match against a guy, hands down the best match I have ever seen in person.
Oh, that's scary. I'd be afraid to go against her then.
And she beat the guys too.
I'm not surprised.
It was awesome.
But it's one of those, like, you got to be afraid to wrestle her. Because, like, you go to grab her, like, to body slam her or something, then you get a friggin'...
Grab her coochie.
Yeah.
Coochie, coochie.
I'd be afraid. It's like when I played football years ago. There was a girl on the other team, and everyone was afraid to hit her just because she was a girl, and they didn't want to hurt her. And I know you shouldn't be doing that, because if it's a girl, you fucking lay her out just like you do a dude.
Yep.
You know, you play the sport, you're at risk.
Yep.
But it's the idea. Like, it's a lose-lose situation, because if you level her and take her out of the game
or
something,
you're an asshole.
You're an asshole, because you just level the shit out of a girl.
Yep.
You know? And that's why, you know, girls have it so much easier than men in the world, generally speaking.
Like, they always complain that we're better off.
Yeah.
But it's just like, hello.
The only thing that we're better off in is that we don't get a friggin' period every month.
Yep.
That's where we're better.
And we don't have to push a kid out of us.
That is very true. That is very true. You know, and Trevor says there's a wrestler that would put your hand on his dick and he'd flip you with his dick.
Yep.
And
Joey Ryan.
To girls too. That's so wrong.
Pretty sure he got in trouble for sexual offense.
You think?
Not because of what was going on in the ring, but because of what happened outside of.
Oh, okay. Well, it makes sense. I mean, you get so used to putting people's hands on your junk. What do you expect?
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, it's just one of those things, like, you know,
twist his dick.
But it's just true that, like, girls do have it so much easier. You know, if we get a flat tire, right? Say we don't have the tools with us to change a tire.
Right.
You know how long it would be until someone would stop and offer us help?
Yep.
You get a girl out there. Fucking, you'll have 10 guys pull over offering to change her tire. Yep. One checking on her, see if she's okay. And everyone, yes. You know what I mean? It's just the way the world is.
Meanwhile, there's me standing on the side of the road with my shirt tied up in a little knot.
Yeah.
Trying to get people to stop, and they're like,
exactly. Honking, giving you the finger. Hey,
yes.
You.
But this actually kind of reminds me. Back when I lived in Massachusetts, right at the beginning of COVID, I went to grocery shop. I went only for a few things, and I go to check out. The line for the register is way in the back.
Yep.
Like way down an aisle. And I'm just like, well, this sucks. This cute girl comes walking down the aisle. She goes, holy. She just goes, I just came from ice cream. One of these douchebag guys up in front of me, they go, well, if you want, you can stay in front of me and I'll pay for it for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, if I come down, oh, I just came for ice cream, no cute girl is going to be like, you can stand in front of me and I'll pay for it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. They'd be like, yeah, that sucks. You got to wait in this line, dude.
Right. But the best part is the girl looks at the guy and just goes, no thanks, I'm all set.
I'm just shut down. So Mike says to you on here, Corey, remember when we got front row tickets to wrestling in Bangor?
Hell yeah. I went to go visit my brother one year during the summer. My brother already had tickets for a wrestling show that was taking place that weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, he was just going to leave me at home by myself.
Yeah, son of a... Wait, your brother was going to leave you home?
Yeah.
He didn't, what a dick.
He didn't get me a ticket or anything.
What a dick. You know?
Yep. But, why you being a dickhead fool?
Stop being a dickhead. That's for you, Trevor.
but then...
Trevor says, fuck you, Mike.
Meanwhile, Michael, he gets a hold of one of his friends who's actually getting rid of their tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
Front row. So I ended up not going. I started off not going to this show to be in front row and have better seats than my brother.
Hey, Trevor.
Winning.
Yep. That means that Trevor can totally suck on.
These nuts. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
But
I ended up getting spit on by one of the wrestlers, too.
Was that a dude?
Yep. His name was called the Boogeyman. He literally came out with worms in his mouth. Real worms, I might add.
That's fucked up.
And he spit it at one of the wrestlers who was standing in front of me.
That's so screwed up.
Hit me in the shoulder.
I'd be like, nope, I'm good. I'm good.
Trevor kept the worm.
Oh, really?
Trevor kept the worm.
Huh.
In a Coke bottle.
That's fucked up. I have no idea what the fuck that sounded.
Sounded like someone signed on to Xbox or something.
I know. I don't get it. Oh, there we go. There we go. Apparently, I was logged into Epic Games. So Mike says, Mark Henry told us to fuck off.
Yes. Yep.
Trevor says, now, Daddy, if you had tickets before you knew he was coming, would you cancel seeing your favorite band? No. I would go see my favorite band, but I would also offer, like I've done before, hey, Corey, I'm getting tickets to go see this awesome band. Would you like to go?
Who is it?
I did it before.
You
steal
did.
It.
You hit it. And yep. I'm glad you did.
Exactly.
Most of the time, most see? Of the bands you go and see, I would pass on, but.
What are you talking about?
I'm not fully into the music.
You would not go see the Butcher Babies?
As long as I don't have to listen to their music and I can just watch them.
Dude, front row, their tits are in your face the whole show.
All right. As long as I have like other music playing in my ears.
Well, as soon as...
no offense to my type of music.
CM Punk used to call his friend's dad a fat slob every time. Trevor's...
Yep.
Yeah. So there's this other band I told you about, Sepsis.
The one that lives...
A few towns over.
Yes.
Let me stop you there before you...
I was going to stop.
But I'll have to get that ready. You know, the band that lives in...
I don't...
But as soon as... You know, I've talked to them quite a bit, and as soon as they get a show going, we're definitely going to Because you do have to. It's just the way it is.
It's just the way it's going to be the same word.
All right. Well, you're just going to. There we go. We'll just play that for a second.
There you go.
But yes, let's see here. What the hell else was it? Oh, yeah. It's talking about girls, right? Oh, it's yep. easier when you're a girl. So there's this girl that I saw as well doing working out, just doing workouts. Thousands of people watching. Thousands.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That's probably.
Yeah, I was apparently. But, you know, it's just, it goes back to that whole theory that it's so much easier if you're a hot girl. Sometimes, yeah. It, you know, it just is what it is.
Meanwhile, if I post videos of me working out.
Yeah.
Everybody like, ooh, you about time.
Right. Exactly. Like, oh, you're trying to work off all that beer? I'm like, well, you know what? Fuck you and cheers.
Hell yeah.
Drink. But it's, you know, that's just the way life is, unfortunately. You know, if you have a vagina, tits, and you're good looking.
So no one told you life was going to be this way?
Oh, my God. We're just friends.
All right.
Oh, you're such a dick.
We were just on a break.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. If I knew the next line, I would sing it to you, but I don't. I space it out.
That's right. I'll be there for you. What? Oh.
What the fuck is that? Where is that coming from? I keep hearing that noise, but I don't have anything. I don't know what that's coming from.
No one's messaging in Twitch, are they?
No.
I didn't know if that was a noise that it would make.
No. I don't know where the hell that's coming from. That's the same. I don't fucking know. What the fuck was that?
That was my brother's attempt at singing.
Oh, that was beautiful. I am moist in my pants. Just on the front side.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, wait, when?
I don't know what that sound was. Like, I closed out. Trevor said that noise is every time he gets. So only twice? I'm not doing my job then. So, but, all right. So we also were talking about, actually, Trevor's wife, Kim. Is it wife?
Well, they're not married.
All right.
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Came up with this good idea. Florida man. So, some research.
Oh, God.
Yep.
That's our number one viewer.
Hell yeah. You know what? He deserves a beer mug. I think he deserves a beer mug. What do you think?
And a t-shirt.
Yep. Absolutely.
He'd probably use the t-shirt more than the beer mug.
That is true, too. Wife, we've been together long enough and we'll never get married.
No.
Whose choice is that?
Probably hers.
But, so yeah, so we looked up Florida man and we came up with, you know, so many times that a Florida man did something so crazy, we had to read the heading twice. So number one, Florida man wears fuck the police shirt to court and wins case.
All right.
I mean that, you know, he just came like Kumar from Harold and Kumar and yes, it's her choice. Why would you ever wear fuck the police? I mean, if it worked, it obviously worked.
What was the case? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. There's no link here. Fuck. Florida man attacked during a selfie with a squirrel. Wait, what attacked him? The squirrel?
The squirrel did. You see it in the second picture?
Oh, shit. Yeah, it did. That is awesome.
I mean, the squirrel looks so nice and calm in the first one, then boom.
I know. It's like smiling, like, ooh, selfie time.
Bitch, yeah. Wrong angle.
Exactly. Exactly. That is awesome. Let's see. That's a good looking fella right there.
Oh, yeah.
Florida man in, no, seriously, I have drugs t-shirt, arrested for possession of drugs. His t-shirt says, who needs drugs? No, seriously, I have drugs.
At least he's honest.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We see a Florida man suspected of using private plane to draw giant radar penis. That is freaking beautiful.
Yes, it is. That's a good job. He drew two dicks. This is like a profile shot. And yeah, this is like, you know, from looking up down. That is awesome. Yeah. Good for him.
And what's that line? Is that like the pee coming out?
It looks like it. It looks like it. I think it is.
Florida man charged with assault with a deadly weapon after throwing alligator through a Wendy's drive-thru.
I said a double bacon cheeseburger, bitch.
Hey, those are baconators.
Well, it's true.
Oh, dude, can you imagine how pissed you got to be to throw an alligator through a window?
Yeah.
Of course, you got to be somewhere like in Florida that has alligators.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Fucking throws an alligator. Can you imagine a girl inside? Holy shit, an alligator.
Right?
People
not
like,
again.
What the fuck are you talking about? Whoa. Florida man steals a car, realizes a baby is in it, drops baby off safely, and makes his getaway.
Oh, good for him. Respect to him for not wanting to harm the baby.
Absolutely.
But, oh, gazoom tight.
Thank you. That snuck up on me.
My question is, why is there a baby alone in a car?
Right?
Especially in Florida.
That is true. What
the hell?
People are fucking stupid.
Yep. Yes, they are.
What do you expect, yo?
Florida cop claims Burger King put dirt on his food. Investigation reveals it was only seasoning.
Imagine that.
It was only the Burger King.
Yep. Yep.
Actually, you know what's funny is... Yesterday,
yep,
I was talking with Kim, my brother's girlfriend, and we were looking at this Burger King. It was the fanciest looking Burger King I've ever seen. And I was just like, that, no matter what a Burger King looks like on the outside,
yep,
I feel like it's always gross on the inside.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. It is true. It's nothing good about fast food.
It depends. Some of them are.
I like this Burger King one. I bet this guy's really good at solving crimes.
He probably is.
Yep. Thousands of gun owners in Florida planning to shoot down Hurricane Irma.
And how well did that work for him?
Right? Fucking.
Imagine if that actually worked, though.
And it says the comment is, and Americans wonder why the rest of the world mocks them.
Yeah, well, imagine if that worked. People would be praising us.
Yeah, no shit. They're like, dude, that motherfucker shot a hurricane out the sky.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty damn good. Yeah. That would definitely be good.
Hell yes.
That's a good looking feller.
Yes, that looks like me if I had hair.
Go ahead.
Florida man gets tired of waiting at hospital, steals an ambulance, and drives home.
Yep. Why not?
All right.
You know, he needed a ride.
Yep. Someone, I support this man. Yeah.
The first comment, I support this. What the fuck is this? Florida man tries to rob GameStop while wearing transparent bag on his head. Yeah, it's a good thing you can't see his face there, huh?
Fucking weird.
Like, this is the first comment, wearing a bag on his head. This alone shows he's not a smart guy. My two-year-old knows that this is not a good idea. Trying to hide your ID with transparency just shows how smart he's not. Yeah, I'm sure he didn't show us the extent of his stupidity. I bet he can do better. What the fuck? You know?
Oh, I just got a news article.
Yep.
From Trevor.
Yeah.
Out of Lakeland, Florida.
Of course.
It says here, a former Kathleen High School football player is $125,000 richer after convincing a Polk County civil jury that he still suffers pain from a nipple twist that he received 7 years ago.
What the fuck? Dude, if that were the case, I would be in debt permanently. How many times have I twisted your nipples and everyone else's?
Well, I mean, you've twisted my nipple area.
Yeah, like your areola?
Well, I'm the side of my titty, yeah, the freaking top, yeah, of it, my titty.
I just like grabbing your titties. What can I say?
Yeah, they're squishy.
I want to grab some titties. Florida man breaks. I think that's supposed to say breaks.
I think so.
Florida man breaks into jail to hang with friends.
Well, congratulations, buddy. Yep. Now you get to hang out with them a whole lot more.
Exactly. What a dumbass. Wait, is that actually a crime?
I have no idea.
Like, I know breaking out of jail is a crime, but is it a crime to actually break into jail?
The next comment, was he allowed to stay?
Yeah, there you go. Trevor says, of course it's Polk County. A Florida man apparently painting anti-Hillary messages on Tampa Bay crabs. It says on the bottom of the crab, Hillary is a lying bitch.
Is that a crime?
That? No.
A painting on a crab?
I don't think so. It can be any Hillary. This is hilarious. Oh, yeah, I got that one. There you go.
Florida man hides in swamp after high-speed police chase. Gets stuck and licked by police dog.
Dude, it looks like...
The look on his face.
I mean, it looks kind of like he's busting a nut.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Trevor says PETA would throw a fit. Yeah, they would if they're riding on the crabs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, fucking PETA. I'll tell you.
Yeah, PETA.
Florida man who tried to run to Bermuda in inflatable bubble rescued by Coast Guard. Again.
Again?
Yep, dude, again.
That looks fucking awesome.
It does.
Like, it works.
It looks decent.
It does. It like, looks like you're staying up there pretty well.
And it has the paddles on it. I mean, I'd get probably tired trying to bring and run that thing all the way there.
Right. How fun. Oh, Florida man denies drinking and driving. Says he only swigged bourbon at stop signs.
I mean, is that considered drinking and driving?
I don't know. Did he get out of the car and then
I don't know
drink it?
But if he wasn't driving at the time.
True.
It was stopping and drinking.
Yeah. Taking a drinking break.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Florida man leaves job at Burger King, steals all their nuggets because fuck it. Yeah. There's a picture of him with a whole bunch of bags of chicken nuggets seatbelted in.
It's like us when we buy beer.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Florida man arrested for assaulting girlfriend with fried chicken.
What, he beat her with a drumstick? Where were you at tonight? I told you, I was at the store. Wrong answer. Where were you? I was at the store. Try again. Yeah. Oh, God.
Holy shit.
That is awesome. I'm sure this is a contest among cops who could fulfill a report with the funniest reason of arrest.
What the fuck?
Florida man climbs on playground equipment to tell children where babies come from. Judging off of looking at this guy, he may know where babies come from, but I have a feeling he never saw where babies come from.
Yeah. He probably doesn't know how they're made either.
Yeah, no, not at all. It's probably like when I was little, when I thought I was having sex with my babysitter's daughter.
Yeah.
We would unzip our pajamas and rub our naked bodies together. I didn't know you had to stick it in, but, you know, but we thought we were having sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but as far as what he does, you know.
Another news article.
All right.
From Trevor.
Yeah.
A Florida man is accused of breaking into the home of his wife's lover, tying him up, and then cutting off his penis with a pair of scissors.
Hey, kudos to that dude. You know that?
What a pain and suffering.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? Why not?
Don't mess with another man's wife.
That's right. I tell you, if I ever found out that mine was doing something like that, oh, yeah. Cutting off his dick after tying him up would seem like an easy way to do it. I would torture his motherfucking ass.
Kind of wonder if he put a rope around his dick and tied it.
I would tie it around something little by little.
Hang him from it.
Stretch it like an hour. Every hour, stretch it like an inch and then an inch and an inch until eventually it would just rip the fuck off. And then I'd shove it up his ass with a hot poker. Yeah. I would torture that motherfucker. Florida man steals neighbor's peacock and gets chased by angry birds. All right. Dude, this fucking guy, he's literally grabbed the peacock and ran.
Wait, you can have pet peacocks?
Apparently.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, the
skull.
Fuck?
Florida man manages to misspell school on warning sign twice.
Oh, shit!
Skull.
He spelled it S-C-O-H-O-L. Twice.
Twice.
In both lanes. These are like when you see painted on the road, like yield and stuff like that, and the railroad crossing signs. This guy painted that school, Skohol, twice on this road. S-C-O-H-O-L.
Genius.
That's a shitty paint job, too. Look at that.
That is bad.
What an idiot. Oh, this is a good dude.
Oh, God.
What? Florida man stabs tourist despite having no arms. How?
How does that work?
Why can't you click on this friggin' news article? Because I want to read it. What'd he do? Put a knife in his fucking mouth? Get over here. Hey, yo. I don't get it.
Uh-oh.
He looks really amused.
Florida man arrested for driving stolen vehicle while monkey clings to chest.
Oh, that is awesome. What the fuck? Florida man ripped urinal from restaurant bathroom wall and ran away naked into the woods.
All right.
What the fuck? You got to wonder. Like, how the fuck do you rip a urinal off the wall?
Yeah. He must have been on something.
Yeah. He had that fucking retard strength.
Yeah.
Wait. That's probably not the right. Wait on. I'm going to censor that one. Oops. I'll have to edit that one out of the one that goes out on the friggin' recordings. Yeah.
I mean, I made that deaf reference of, like, a while back.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone listening complained.
You're right.
Jesus, we're going to hell.
Yep.
Yep. At least we'll be there to keep each other company. Yeah.
We'll always be together.
You and me together. All right. There you go.
Florida man pauses police chase to rehydrate with stolen Capri Sun. Says smoking crack makes him thirsty. First of all, why do you got to steal a Capri Sun? Those things are cheap.
Yeah. It's what? $2 for a box of 12?
Yeah.
And how do you pause a police chase?
Hold on, guys. Hold on. I gotta take a drink.
Right.
The cops are just standing around.
Time out. Time out. I need to rehydrate. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this crack made me thirsty.
Yeah. Oh, God. Florida man gives police exonerating dash cam video following traffic incident. Accidentally includes a video of him robbing a beauty store. What a fucking tool.
Yep.
Like, seriously.
He had robbed a beauty store. Look at him.
Yeah. Clearly. Trevor says his brother was deaf. Is that right? And you were making fun of deaf people?
I didn't know.
You're a dick. Why you being a dickhead fool? Stop being a dickhead. What a dick you are. Oh, God.
I'm sorry. We live in 2020.
Yeah.
Everybody's offended by something.
I mean, Simon was deaf?
Yeah. That was his brother.
Oh, all right. So,
anyways, let's move on.
Do you have a theme song for people in wheelchairs? They see me rolling. moving on. What the fuck? Florida man admits killing goat and drinking its blood for pagan sacrifice. Would still like to be a senator.
You got it, bud. You got it.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Charlie Sheen had tiger blood in him, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Florida man disguises himself in bull costume as he tries to burn down former lover's house with pasta sauce.
What kind of fucking pasta sauce is this dude using?
Right.
That's flammable.
How long is he cooking that shit for?
I never knew pasta sauce to be fucking flammable.
No.
Yeah. Florida man arrested for eating pancakes in middle of crosswalk. I mean, the pedestrian has it right away. I mean, it's like, yo, this is a good spot to eat my fucking Aunt Jemima pancakes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Just sit down right here, pour some syrup, and go to town.
I mean, he even brought his own friggin' TV tray and chair with him.
Yeah, he was ready to go.
He was not messing around.
No, he wanted those fucking pancakes. He definitely wanted those pancakes. Fuck yeah. Dude, we should do that sometime. Let's sit in the middle of the road and eat some fucking pancakes.
I thought you were going to say you drink some beers.
You're right. Well, that too. Yeah, like you said earlier, the neighbors that drive by here.
Dude, yes.
Literally every single weekend we're out sitting in my garage.
No matter how frigging cold it is.
Yep. Yep. We're out there in the garage. Doesn't matter if it's hot, cold, fucking snow, rain, sleet, sunshine, you name it. We are out in that garage drinking beer and grilling.
Hell yes. And playing darts.
Yep. Yep. The neighbor's probably like, these motherfuckers are always out.
Dedicated to what they love.
Why not?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
So, Florida man steals BMW after he's told he can't buy it with food stamps.
The son of a bitch. I mean, son of a bitch.
It's food stamps, not a car stamp.
You never know.
How many food stamps did he have? What the
Dude, that's some fucked up shit. Florida man... Oh, there it is again.
Trevor got horny. Oh.
What is that? I want to know what that sound is. I lost it. Florida man arrested in local park for practicing karate on swans. Like, you know, you walk up to hi-yah! Fucking feathers go
feathers,
flying. Feathers,
yeah.
Feathers go flying. What was that other beer that we got tonight? The first one we had.
The grasshopper one.
Yes. Oh. I'm ordering some more beers.
Oh, you're ordering beer?
I'm Uh-oh. Ordering some. Go, huh? Yeah, you better. Dude, this is a good idea.
Oh, I've heard about that.
18-year-old Florida man arrested for posing as doctor and opening a fake doctor's office. I mean, I'm thinking about going into gynecology. What do you think?
Do you know what a gynecologist and a pizza delivery driver have in common?
Oh, God, no.
They both can smell it, but they can't taste it.
Oh, well, it depends. You ever see those videos?
Yes.
They Wait, taste it.
Gynecologist or a pizza yeah. delivery? Because I've seen both.
Yeah, I know. Me too, actually. Oh.
Beer's here.
Beer's here.
Beer's here. Come again.
No, please, seriously, come again. Did you ask her how that fake rotating dick was?
What about how cold it was last night?
Oh, my God. But that was great. So last night, we're sitting there, and Corey's over, and...
And my family.
Yep, yep. Mama Corey was over, and I can't call him Daddy Corey. Stepdaddy. Oh, that works.
That's even worse.
That works. So Mama Corey and Stepdaddy Corey were over, and we're playing a game with my kids. We were playing What Does That Mean?
What Do You Mean?
What Do You Mean? It's a fun game, and my wife walks in from outside, and Mama Corey goes, is it cold outside?
Did it get colder yeah, out? Did it get colder out?
Yeah, did it get colder out? And I look at my wife.
I did too. Yeah, I did too.
And we're going to discuss that later, by the way.
Listen, I am a guy, all right?
Yeah, I know. That's true.
And oh, Trevor's horny. Oh,
yeah, Trevor's horny. See?
You said his wife. You said your wife.
Yeah.
Thing.
Exactly. Dude, I got to find out what the fuck that sound is. That is like driving me nuts at this point. I really want to know what that fucking sound is. So anyways, what did Mama Corey say? Did it get cold out?
Did it get cold out?
My wife walks in and I look over at her and I'm like, fucking nipples are hard as shit. Like, I'm looking at her nipples like an inch out.
Even your youngest goes, I thought she had three nipples.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there like, what is going on there? So I don't say anything about it because I'm like, okay, maybe it is that cold and maybe the bra's not covering up right and the three shirts that she's wearing is not covering up right and her nipples are that fucking hard. So I don't say anything about it. And then we continue the game. And then a little bit later, I look over at her and I'm like, fucking nipples are still hard. So I quietly reach under the table and I'm feeling her nipples. I'm like, your nipples are really hard. She goes, that's not my nipples. I'm like, what is it? She was wearing a hoodie, and the strings for the hoodie had knots on the end, and they were on the inside of the sweatshirt jacket, the whatever Victoria's Secret jacket thing she's wearing, and they were perfectly placed that they look like hard nipples. So this whole time, I was thinking my wife's nipples were really fucking hard.
Meanwhile, we're both thinking, when my mom goes, did it get colder out? We're both just like, damn, just call her out on it.
I know. I thought your mom saw what we thought were hard nipples and was like, fuck it, she is calling her out right on it, you know? But no, it's, you know... So that whole time we're sitting there thinking she has hard nipples and it was just fucking strings for the hoodie. Yeah. You know? I was a little disappointed, but I was also impressed though too. You know? But that was my youngest. I thought you had three nipples. I was like, why are you looking at your mother's nipples? Oh, so yeah, we don't know if that's even gonna show up. Let me see here. So now we're trying this new beer. Dude, that is... Oh, the can's green.
Yes, it is.
That's awesome. The can's green, so you can see... Dude, my face disappears. Look at it. So this one's called Fat Grasshopper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is a Fat Grasshopper. So, oh, wait, I got to find the right one.
You gotta get yourself some fat grasshopper. It is mint chocolate milkshake ale brewed with lactose, mint, and chocolate.
Yeah, how was that? Was that good? Yeah, I thought it was beautiful too. Trevor asks, he's been in your life long enough that he's your dad, Corey. Yeah, I can see, you know. I can't say, well, see, I'm in a different place with that because my mom, if I go off of my mother back when she was alive, my camera looks in focused. Oh, it does. Wow.
You're blurry.
I am blurry. What the fuck? I don't get it. Maybe I held this too close. Just kind of, you know, I don't know.
You ain't got no Adam.
There we go. Better? It's that damn automatic focus. So Trevor says, do you not know what your own wife's nips look like? Well, I do, but not normally with a shirt on them. Like, you know, it looked like hard nipples, didn't it? It looked like really fucking hard nipples.
It looked like she got really cold.
Like really fucking hard nipples, like cut diamonds with those nipples type of thing.
Like we went outside and it's like, yeah, it ain't even this cold out.
I know. I was like, what the fuck? So, but yeah, so this other, yeah, he said it's better. Yeah, it must have been when I held the beer up. So apparently I know not to hold a beer close to the camera. Fucking autofocus. So yeah, so this is a fat grasshopper. It's called PHAT grasshopper. It's by Smut Lab. Smut.
I wonder if that's...
It's got to be, but isn't Smut like dirty videos too? Smuttynose.com. ABV on bottom. 5.5. But this is an absolutely delicious beer as well. Just like... We didn't even talk about the first beer.
It has been good.
It has been. What was the other one we got?
It was a papaya pale ale.
Yeah, that's right. I just spilled some.
The other beer that we had tonight was a papaya pale ale called Mosaic. It was made by Woodstock Inn Brewery.
Mosaic.
Whatever. Fuck off.
Fucking drink. That deal's not fucking off anything.
Drink your lager and shut up.
I think I will.
So, no work, no place to be, and zero responsibilities.
Fuck yeah.
This perfect mosaic of circumstances is also called day drinking. This hoppy ale was made for it.
Fuck yeah.
That one's actually really good, too.
It is. I think it's funny when these beers say, like, day drinking, or we had the one that said call off of work or whatever and
yes.
drink this. I was like, what the fuck is going on with this?
They don't want us to work.
No, no, not at all. I think it's great. I'm okay with that. So,
me too.
Oh, man. We're like at the end of our time here.
Shit, that flew.
Yeah, tonight did fly, but it was fun. So hopefully you guys like the new, for the use for you watching, you people.
You people.
For you people watching. Anyways, yeah, for you people watching, hopefully you like the new background here. What do you think, Trevor? Does it look good?
Yes, Trevor. What are your thoughts on the background?
Yes, exactly. You guys should try Fisher's Island Lemonade and let me know how it is. I don't do lemonade. I don't like lemonade.
I'll try it for you.
Yeah, I'll try a couple sips, but I'm not a huge lemonade person. I don't know why. Just never did anything. Fucking Mike's harder, bitch. I was so good that I was hard. That they had to come out with a Mike's harder. Yep, just like my wife's nipples, harder. So Trevor loves a new background. So, yeah, it's literally over the last 2 weeks, we completely redesigned this.
Yeah, he completely.
Keep drinking, fucker. But I like that sound.
That's a new one.
Yeah, I like that. It kind of reminds me of Roseanne, doesn't it?
It does a little bit, yeah.
We're on YouTube.
That's right. We're guys. It's okay.
Yeah, we'll see the tits and they'll all be all confused.
Yeah, they'll be like, dude, those are like some decent B cups. Yeah. Possibly C's.
C's.
Yep, C's.
CD's nuts.
CD's nuts.
CD's nuts.
So, all right. Well, with that being said, ready?
Feel free to like, comment, and share with friends and family. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on post notifications so you can get notified for new episodes. Don't forget to search us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us.
There you go. Now you have it. So make sure you follow us, share, like, subscribe. Trevor says keep drinking so daddy can take advantage.
I don't drink that much.
That beat reminds me.
I also don't have to drink in order
seven.
For
him. What?
What?
What? Nothing. You don't have to drink what in order for me to take advantage?
I didn't say that.
I'm pretty sure I heard that. Yo, we're going to see what we can get hanging off of that stash.
What was that?
Anyways, with that being said, thanks for tuning in tonight. Remember, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, OnlyFans. Wait, no, not OnlyFans. Not OnlyFans. We're not there yet.
But really, if we really get
that is true. That is true. You can also listen to us on all of your favorite places, which includes, hold on, let me pull up the list. iHeartRadio, Amazon, right? Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful night.
Yes.
No, we don't. But we don't. We will see you all next year. Holy shit. We should do a special New Year's Eve. We should do a New Year's Eve edition on a Friday night. What do you think? Is Friday night New Year's Eve or is that Thursday? Oh, that's Thursday. Is New Year's Eve.
Yeah, January 1st is this coming Friday. However you want to look at it.
Well, why don't we do one next Thursday as well? We'll do a special edition one.
We'll see how I'm feeling.
Yeah, we'll see.
If I want it.
Fuck off. You got to be over here. We're going to bring in the New Year's. Wait, what?
Naked.
What? Naked. Get naked. Hey.
Got him.
With that awesome thought. See, Trevor says yes. He thinks we should do.
Yeah, of course he does.
I think we should do it. We should definitely do a New Year's Eve, edition. I think it's a good idea. All right. Well, we'll talk about it. Until then, stay safe and make
babies. Good choices.
Both of them are good. Peace.